mic on?
Good. I'd like to welcome you to the annual Duck Creek Ceremony, which originally began in 2003. And we've had it every year since. Last year, we couldn't meet in person, so we know that virtually over the KFTK. Instead of the KFTK represented here again, hopefully we'll have some coverage for the community that cannot be here today. We appreciate you coming. We appreciate the fact that so many people are involved in making this a reality. And we want you to know that the Duck Creek will stay out here until after New Year's. And we'll get back to sitting there with a pen and write the name of anyone and add a Duck Creek tree at any time. Just come in here and remember those people that we love and know how to do. And I'd like to thank Cindy for the giving the dog a comic and reading the story of the dog.
Please join me in prayer. Dear gracious and heavenly Father, we come to you today knowing we can come to you today. And all days and all times, be with each of us as we remember, as we present, lift up those families who aren't represented here today, those who can't make it, and let them know that you're with them no matter where they are. The years seemed long and the names kept coming, and we're here to remember. Help us to know that you have our loved ones wrapped up and warm and safe, and you have us too. We ask this in your son's name. Amen.
The story of the dove tree. Why does the dove have meaning for us? Since Noah on the ark, surrounded by water, sent out a dove to seek dry land, the dove has been an important symbol. It transcends all cultures and traditions. For Jewish people, and indeed now for all people, the dove is peace. In the Chinese culture, the story of the dove is associated with longevity, as well as peace in the next life. In many cultures, the stories are associated with loss, innocence, tenderness, and purity. In Christianity, the dove has come to symbolize the Holy Spirit in baptism. A dove ascending to heaven, the scene is transporting the soul of a loved one. A sitting dove, often seen on gravestones, the scene is guarding the soul. A dove descending from heaven is seen as an assurance of a passage to heaven. In all these meanings, there is the underlying theme of peace. No matter what your religious beliefs are, and what the dove personally means to you, we hope the dove brings you comfort today.
We are a many and varied people, just as the story of this dove tree reflects. From our heritage, to the color of our eyes, to our decision to go to college, or to fish, or to build, or whether we call a kind of sandwich a sub, a hero, or a hoagie, we, each of us, are unique and particular and special. There is no one else who has lived our story. Yet in all that diversity, we hold one thing in common. We die. And that is what has gathered us here today, to hold for one moment longer the memory of those who have died. They are our mothers and our fathers, our children, our spouses, our family, our neighbors, our friends. They were ordinary and amazing, sometimes ornery and awful, and what will we do without them? I appreciate that the symbol that we use to mark this day is a dove. It is the symbol of peace, and as we speak of those who have died, we often express this hope. May they rest in peace. They do. I have entire faith and confidence in this. They know peace, everlasting peace. There is no more pain, no more suffering, no more tears, no more decisions, only peace. And if they are at peace, why should not we also? This is how we go on, by celebrating their peace, accepting their peace, allowing their peace to break into our days. These doves are not just for them, they are for you. They invite you into peace for the living of your days, for the ongoing chapters in your own story, chapters that have been made more interesting by the names that we lift up today. As we remember them, let us honor them by acknowledging that they have given us a last great gift, their peace. May this peace be with you today and all days, now and forever. Amen.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the
Randy Fordyce, Gene
Fenimore. Linda Sue Jack. Gerald Fuzzy Pollock. Suzanne Loverick. Bertha Larson. Randy Littledew. Hasita Cabot-Laws. Jeff Pollock. Lucille Lamera. Mike Miyagi. Dan Norris Sr. Clint Olds. Dottie Olson. Chet Powell Sr. Gene Pellet. Gordon Rooney. Joanne Roberts.
Thank you.
Immerse them in your love, and let them lean upon your strength, so they may go strong once more. Lead them through this darkness into your light with a renewed spirit of love and hope. For those who comfort, be in both the words they use and all that's left unspoken. Fill each heart with love. We ask this through Jesus Christ, whose own suffering brought us life here and for eternity.